The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Health. First boy to receive double hand transplant recovering well. The first child to undergo a double hand transplant has been showing promising recovery. At age 2, Zion Harvey contracted sepsis, a life-threatening infection that resulted in the amputation of his hands. In 2015, he successfully received a double hand transplant at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. 2 years after the operation, Zion can now write, eat, and dress by himself. On top of these, he can now also grip a baseball bat. According to Dr. L. Scott Levin, the operation's lead surgeon, the boy can do these activities because his brain successfully developed a connection to the hands donated to him. To make sure that Zion's brain will continuously communicate with his new hands, he needs to take lifelong anti-rejection medication. The Hong Kong Society of Transplantation explained that taking anti-rejection drugs is vital for transplant patients. The organization's president added that the medication will only benefit patients if taken properly. Failure to follow the drug's dosage can lead to serious complications. In fact, some doctors are concerned that due to the anti-rejection drugs, Zion can be exposed to higher risks of infection, cancer, diabetes, and other side effects. Due to these risks, there are only a few other cases of limb transplants done in young children. One was in 2011, during which an infant received a leg from her conjoined twin who did not survive. Another reported case was of a one-month-old baby who received an arm from her identical twin who died. The children in both cases were able to survive the operations, and their bodies did not reject their new limbs. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated. Chances for everyone, everywhere.